The most important part of the NFL scouting combine has been debated since the combine began. For offensive linemen, some say it's the bench press. For skill position players, some say it's the 40-yard dash. But it's actually an evaluation that no one sees or hears about on NFL Network. It's the medical evaluation. No matter what position you play, you need to pass this test. Vikings certified head athletic trainer Eric Sugarman takes us behind the scenes in Indianapolis to tell us more. This is Eric Sugarman. He's going to walk us through what happens to a player the moment he arrives in Indianapolis all the way through his medical evaluation. Eric, thanks for joining us.
All right, Mike. Well, on the day that a player arrives in Indianapolis, one of the first things they do is go to the hospital, and the actual physical exam takes place. The player will do a medical history with an athletic trainer or a physician. The player will do x-rays, standard x-rays. They'll do any MRIs that might be required at the time. The player will do EKG, lab work, all different kinds of tests before they go to bed for the evening. And really the hard part for them starts when they wake up in the morning bright and early, because they have to be over here by about 7 a.m. to start the process. And that begins right in this room. So this is the medical intake room. This is the first place that a player will come on the morning of their first day at the NFL Combine. This is where you will come as if you were going to the doctor yourself for a physical exam. You'll have a medical intake where a physician will examine you and do a medical physical, everything from ears, nose, throat, to your entire body. This room will be full of a physician or two from every of the 32 NFL teams, as well as assistants and fellows and other people doing everything from checking your heart to looking into your ears and all these kind of things that you do when you get a physical exam. This is step one, and then we move along. So this area here, again, is an example of a medical exam room. Again, we do provide privacy for the players. We do respect their privacy and allow them some time with the physician to get a thorough exam before they move on to the orthopedic station, where you'll find me every day. This is where a player will enter his orthopedic physical exam. They will walk into this room, get a physical exam, different than the medical, but now orthopedic. So now we're talking about knees, ankles, bones, joints, ligaments, tendons, all those kinds of things that are really important to us as athletic trainers and a medical staff. Once they perform this physical with the doctor, they come into probably the toughest room in the entire combine. What you have in this room are six teams. When you come to this room, you've already had your physical exam. The physician now is tasked with explaining to each of us what he found on your physical exam. So let's say, for instance, you're Marcus Lattimore and you had a serious injury when you came to the NFL Combine. You could rest assured that one of each of the team physicians in this room, that's six physicians, is going to lay you down and is going to tug on your knee to make sure that you have stability or to kind of assess where you are. And then also go over the rest of your body. So you'll be in, each player is in here for, depending on your medical history, anywhere from 1 minute if you're clean and have no injuries to 5 or 10 minutes if you have a lot going on. Most guys have something that we want to follow up on. So you may have to go back to the hospital and now get an MRI on your right knee that you injured in high school. And maybe we want an x-ray on your elbow because it doesn't quite go as straight as the other side. So from this room, when you're done, you'll make your way back over to the hospital. You'll finish up with those tests. And then you'll go back in, you know, whatever the guys do next, whether it's the bench press or on the field stuff that doesn't really concern us. We're here, you know, for 5-6 hours a day doing these physicals, getting taking care of 300 and some players.
The process you just walked us through is rigorous and thorough, and it ends that morning, but the entire process isn't over at that point, because now you have to generate reports on each of these players, and there's over 300 that are coming to the combine this year. Plus there's the medical rechecks later on in the process. Tell us about that.
This is just the beginning for us. You know, we leave Indianapolis on Sunday, but we have literally months of work to, you know, determine a pass, a fail, a risk, and what level of risk each guy is. And that is the task that Rick Spielman gives us, and we try to accurately give back to him. And, you know, I find it to be fun. We have a release from the players. We can call their college athletic trainer. We can get their medical records from wherever they had surgery, whatever it might be. And again, it's like you have to be a little bit of a detective. Find out everything you can about the athlete, about their injuries, and determine what you think that their ability might be, medically speaking.
Such an important part of the combine, such a high-profile event for the NFL, but you really don't learn a lot about this or see a lot of this part of the process watching the combine on television.
Yeah, and I think that's because of HIPAA laws. You know, the players have a right to privacy, although everyone loves to talk about injuries. It's not really okay. So that's why it's a very private thing, and no one is allowed down here except the medical staff. And we enjoy it.
And your heart at work.
we are working most of the time, believe it or not.
Yeah, it is hard to believe. Thanks for showing us around.
Thanks, Mike.